Guest on our program today is Boone County Sheriff Andy Gadzicki joining us. Andy, good to have you back.
Good morning.
Last time you were here, you had Chris Hayes with you.
Yes, Chris is actually...
He's in school.
He's training. He's out there training over in Ames today. He's training. It's a three-day course on how to organize ground searches.
Okay. Which ties right in, unfortunately or unfortunately, to what we want to talk about. Last time you guys came in and talked, we had just started to... You were taking a look at search and rescue. We had had a call for a boat getting out on the water, and we got boats, and do they work? And you found a lot of things. What's happened over the time in the last year, 2 years, we've kind of had a number of people that have been on search and rescue kind of went away. They retired off it. They moved on to a few other things and stuff. So kind of trying to look at getting it rejuvenated.
Well, a lot's happened. When we first looked at search and rescue or analyzed where everything was at, it was kind of at a pivotal point. We could either shut it down or we had to basically rebuild it from the ground up. And we chose to rebuild it from the ground up. It's an important program. I've seen search and rescue used to help when we get into situations where we're searching for somebody that's lost or somebody that's become injured. They have a lot of unique equipment that can be available. Plus, we do fire support too with our air tank trailer.
Yeah.
So it made a lot of sense to continue on with the program. And since then, we have been able to update just about all of our equipment. We replaced all of our boat motors. We have finished building our what's going to be our main boat. Something that we can use in shallow waters on the Des Moines River if we ever have any rescues out there, which we do.
Yeah,
it does happen from time to time.
And summertime is one of those times.
Right. The river's up, and I fully expect people are going to be out there tubing and enjoying it, as they should. It's a beautiful waterway. But unfortunately, once in a while, things go wrong, and we can't take no for an answer. If somebody calls for help, we have to be able to get out there and help.
It's one thing having the drone, which you guys have with the department. You're able to go and search and locate that way to an extent, but being able to actually get out there and get people.
The drone is very effective at helping us with that, and we have used the drone on the river, and we're looking at expanding that program as well. We have two drones with flare on them right now, and we have two operators with their FAA Part 107 license. Mm-hmm. I'm one of them. We're looking at doing some training this year, and we're going to possibly bring on about three more deputies that have that drone license from the mm-hmm. FAA, and then we're probably looking at purchasing an additional drone, but... Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to search and rescue.
Those drones are very effective at seeing the problem, mm-hmm. at seeing, finding people. But then now we have the real big problem. How do we get them out of there?
Yeah.
The river is a very difficult place in certain areas to try to rescue somebody out of. It's not, you don't just walk down the riverbank and pull somebody out. That's not how the Des Moines River works.
No, there's some pretty steep areas.
Oh, my goodness.
Really.
Yeah.
So last year when you guys first started, we need to take a look, first of all, what we got. Let's get an inventory and things like that. We knew we had some boat issues, and I know there was...
We had a lot of boats.
What are we going to do? So... you started going through all of this, found a lot of things. I'm guessing found some things that had a lot of dust on them, too.
Well, we brought in a very large dumpster because the shop was full of old, broken, antiquated equipment. So we were able to get rid of a lot of stuff, stuff that really, truly was just trash. We also sold a bunch of stuff, too, and were able to kind of replenish some of our funds. Yeah. We sold vehicles that weren't being used that still had value. We did sell a boat. But we were able to replace all of our engines, our boat motors, mm-hmm. From two-cycle to four-cycle. So everything there is refreshed and new. We have three new motors, three boats that are in really good shape. Got a little bit of work to finish up on those boats, but we're going to have them ready because we have some important training coming up in May.
Okay. All right. So that's part of it, getting this. Let's talk a little bit about the resources, the money, because I know that there you have an endowment, you have an account that's been established, but you also have got some extra dollars from through the county to help just get things back up and operational.
Right. Between the endowment, which we are very grateful for, we did get a little bit of money from the county, and then, like I said, we've yeah. sold, excuse me, we've sold yeah. a bunch of equipment. But Boone County Search and Rescue also does, they've been known to do fundraisers. We haven't done one in a while. The money-wise, we were able to replace a lot of equipment, and money-wise, we're sitting fairly healthy right now, but there's some things coming up here in the future, some training, okay. some software that we're going to look at to help with ground searches. That stuff costs a lot of money. So. Okay.
So let's talk about bodies, people. You've had some people that have shown an interest coming back, being a part of it. I'm getting part of it. I can remember a lot of the people that would show up for a lot of those things. A lot of them have kind of aged out or taken other positions elsewhere, and their time is a little, they don't have it as readily as available as they had before.
Right. People get busy, their lives change. So yeah, there's been a lot of people that have come and gone through Boone County Search and Rescue. We have gained a few new members. We're still hoping to add a few more.
Okay.
You can come into the Boone County Emergency Management there on Mamie Eisenhower and request an application. You can talk with Chris Hayes there, and he'll get you an application.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Or you can come to the sheriff's office.
Sure.
We'll get you an application
okay.
as well.
I know, besides being sheriff, you don't have a lot of time to spend with search and rescue. Chris has really stepped up to do a lot more.
Right. Chris and I came into an agreement that, we really wanted search and rescue to be fixed, mm-hmm. to be rejuvenated, but we wanted it to be ran correctly. And in order to do that, obviously we needed some help. So Chris Hayes is emergency management. Obviously I'm the Boone County Sheriff. Search and rescue falls under the Boone County Sheriff's Office, but I've entered into an agreement with Chris to help me with the daily management, and mm-hmm. he has been doing an outstanding job.
All right. Because he ends up getting called most of the time when something goes on. If you've got a structure fire in the middle of the night, emergency management comes and helps.
He's there. It just makes sense that we came to this agreement. We're all in this together. So it just really made a lot of sense that we were able to do that. And it's working out very well.
All right. So now, as far as people that would like to volunteer, any age? Do you have age restrictions? I'm guessing 16-year-olds, maybe not.
Right. But 18 on up. Yep. Well, okay. We will have to do a background check on you, because some of that equipment does say Boone County Sheriff's Office on it, so we need mm-hmm. to make sure that we're bringing in the right people.
Okay.
It's 18 on up.
And anywhere in Boone County, if you have somebody in the southwest part of the county that would like to be a part of it, obviously, if they want to, they would have to come all the way to Boone for various activities and things like that. But you still have a need for having people in other parts of the county to be able to respond quickly.
Absolutely. I mean, Boone County as a whole, we'll accept anybody that wants to come be a part of the program. We do have monthly meetings. Those take place at the Emergency Management
yeah.
building. Beyond that, there's also, people can also respond directly from their residence.
Sure.
Sometimes we need to bring some equipment. But generally speaking, those logistics aren't too hard to figure out. So
I keep thinking about, like, when you have structure fires and somebody will bring the trailer, but we need to have a couple other people helping do air tanks.
Helping. And, that's right. Yeah. That's
so,
correct.
And so not everybody, we don't wear everybody out. So let's talk a little bit about training, because now you've got pretty well set up, and we are getting into that time of the year when we're going to be having a lot of different activities and things that'll be going on. So you do have some training coming up in May. What are we talking about?
So we have two trainings coming up in May as far as the water rescue is concerned. So we have boat training or boat operations training that is going to be put on by the Iowa DNR. And we're going to go through safe operation of a boat on waterways. It just made sense that if we're going to be out there acting in this manner, that we have some official training on how to safely operate these vessels, because we do have a lot of new people involved. And then in mid-May, on Mother's Day weekend, we actually have water rescue training. It's a two-day training on that weekend. So for that, we're inviting as many people as we can as far as first responders. Mm-hmm. So the fire departments are invited to join us. The sheriff's deputies, those that are able to, they'll be there as well, because unfortunately, when we do have a water rescue, the deputies do seem to wind up in the water, trying to do what they can.
No matter what you tell them, they're still going to go in the water.
Well, I just think it makes sense that if they're going to wind up in the water, let's give them a little bit of official training. We do carry life jackets and throw mm-hmm. ropes in our patrol vehicles because of the Des Moines River and Don Williams. Yeah. And there's other bodies of water that people could need help at. So, sure. It is part of our duties.
So this is going to be Mother's Day weekend.
That's correct.
And you'll be working with that. Again, this is a time, this would be a good time for people that might be interested in joining search and rescue because of these trainings coming up. Get that application in.
Right. Now would be a great time if you're interested in being a part of that organization. We have some really fun training coming up. In addition, Chris, like I said, is currently, he's training right now. He's taking a three-day course over in Ames on how to organize ground searches. There's a lot of wooded areas in Boone County. A lot of people like to go out hunting and hiking and mushroom hunting and take your pick. So there's some challenging terrain in Boone County and a lot of area to cover. So we thought it made sense to actually get some better training on how to organize those events, because they can be quite large and quite cumbersome.
Is when you start going through the ledges. That's the first ones.
Ledges is a perfect example of that.
Imagine having been down there once or twice already this spring. So,
right.
So it's one of those, it does happen. Yeah, hunting in particular, you get along the river. Some of those corridors in there, it's pretty remote.
We've had to do a variety of responses throughout the years. We've had hunters that have become ill and lost. Unfortunately, yeah. We have had hunters that have gone way out in the woods and passed away, and we need to find them.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of challenges there, covering a lot of unknown ground. We've had people that have become lost. We've had people that have wandered off. There's a lot of area out there in certain places in Boone County that can be quite challenging.
So with Chris going through this training, getting this down, which helps a lot, you defer to him when you start to get a search set up. Is this how you would structure that?
Absolutely. We're all gonna take a team effort approach here, and get all of our equipment in place and get all of our personnel in place. And just like what we did at Ledges when we conducted a search mm-hmm. out there last fall, that was a good exercise and a good example of how that's going to work between the Boone County Sheriff's Office, Boone County Search and Rescue, and the Boone County Emergency Management. Well, we all come together sure. as one.
Part of this training was conservation officers as well. I know which they're out there and they respond to all the things just like you do.
That's right. And, in a lot of those areas, they are, in some of those areas, they're directly responsible for the management of those areas. So it certainly makes sense to have them involved and on board with these. And we have been working a lot closer with our Boone County Conservation. That's been really good.
What do you got? Like, I think three of them have gone through certification, I think.
That's correct, yeah.
At the Academy. Now, one of the things I remember last time you had talked about was, do we have a boat that's going to be stationed like at Don Williams because of the volume of traffic up there? I know you go and you boat, you're out there on the water. Is that something you're still looking at up there? How would that be? Or do they have something available that can help?
We did consider that last year. It is my understanding that they do have a boat out there that is available now.
Okay.
And that was that there was a slight situation there last year where there was a pontoon boat out on the lake, and I think they were having some difficulty getting started. And that really exposed some of our problems, that we didn't have vessels that were quite ready
to be able to go and help.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, we could have pulled it off, but it would have been sloppy.
Yeah. Want to be do it quickly, do it safely.
Do it safely.
That's the right thing.
Right.
All right. So, again, we're talking about Boone County Search and Rescue and, again, kind of getting it rejuvenated, get more people involved with it. And, again, as Andy said, the best way for those that are interested, if they would like to just visit and talk, Chris, obviously, off to classes here. But if he is in the emergency management office, he'd love to sit down and visit with him, I'm sure.
Right. We would be glad to sit down and visit and talk with anybody and kind of show them around and show them what we have.
From your department, somebody stepping up to help do a little bit more. Obviously, you can't spend as much time with it. You've got a whole department,
a
few other places to run.
I can be spread a little bit thin. We have Detective McCray has also expressed interest in the search and rescue. And he has really stepped up and volunteered a lot of time, a lot of his personal time, and working on the boats, working on equipment, and just trying to help formulate and infuse energy into the program so that we can turn it back into something.
Fortunately, you also have access to canines that can help you with your search.
That's right. That would be one of our primary tools. You know, if we had a search or if we had to look for somebody and we had a reasonably fresh track, and I will brag a little bit on our canine, they've been known to deal with tracks that are old enough that are really beyond what a lot of canines can do and still be able to track down that individual. But if the circumstances are right, we would most certainly use our canine program to make a quick and effective search complete.
If you could do it as quickly as I can.
Right. But sometimes, that's not feasible.
Yeah. Just when you get into some of the river, you get into the river valley, and that takes a lot of, that's a lot of ground.
The river valley is, it's a beautiful area, but topographically it can be very, very challenging.
So, well, we're talking about, again, rejuvenating and getting our search and rescue back up. Training coming up here in the month of May. So, the first one you said again? May 8th. That'll be just learn how to operate a boat.
Right. And like I said,
safely.
That's going to be put on by the DNR. And then May 11th and 12th is going to be our water rescue training.
Okay. And you'll be probably what, out at Don Williams doing most of that?
There's going to be a little bit of classroom on day one, and then we'll be out at Don Williams. And then on day two, we'll be mostly out at Don Williams. So, we'll pray for nice weather.
Folks, if you happen to see them out there, there's a reason they're doing the training. No. Hopefully, you don't have to go out there to find somebody. So,
well, you know what? If that were to happen, we want to be ready.
Andy Gadzicki, Boone County Sheriff, our guest on our program today. And again, for people that want to find out if they want to help support search and rescue, too, that's another thing they can do, because you do have that endowment. You could add to it easily.
Absolutely. Boone County Search and Rescue, we have set up a nonprofit, so that makes it a little bit more attractive to donate to. That program is, aside from the endowment that we receive, that program is basically 100% donations.
Donations, and folks can help out. And we'll, if you do have a fundraiser coming up, we'll look forward to passing along that information.
Absolutely.
Too. It's been around a while. It's nice to get it rejuvenated again, get some new fresh blood in there, and once again, make it a service to residents of Boone County. Hopefully, they don't have to call you for a search, but you know what? It happens year-round, and we've seen it. And unfortunately, Sac County, we just got the news again the other day about they did finally find a body, but they did a lot of searching up there.
They did.
And we've been through it, too, here in Boone County
before,
too.
Right, we have. And it's my understanding that, you know, just in watching the news, just like everybody else, that the body was relatively close to the vehicle. So this was reported on the news last night that there was a misunderstanding on if that area was searched. But
we've been there. That's why you want to have a coordinator to do these searches,
right,
and know where they're going to. By the way, did Chris, has he gotten his command trailer? I know he was working on that.
He did. The command trailer is about 90% complete. We have to still install the generator yet, and okay, some support equipment for that generator. But the command trailer, it's going to serve Boone County well. We're excited to have it. It's going to be a lot easier to use this command trailer because it is a trailer.
Yeah.
So there's a number of vehicles that can hook up to it
and take it out there. So
yeah.
Well, we're talking about search and rescue, and once again, looking forward to the training that's coming up and getting a group back out there to be able to help. They help with a lot of things, extra manpower for so much during the year. And this is going to be a very busy year. We're going to have a lot of things happening. So,
well, we hope it's not going to be a busy year, but, you know...
Well, it's going to be a busy year for events. Let's go with that.
It's going to be a busy year for events. The bottom line is, though, is Boone County... A lot of people come here to recreate, and a lot of people go out and enjoy the outdoors. And as a result of that, once in a while, you know, our services are needed in those types of environments. So we're grateful to be able to go out and help people when they need it.
All right. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.